part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yo, it's Saturday! Woohoo! Still no applause track. Mark, you got to work on that. Like, when I said it last hour, that meant I wanted it this hour. You got to find, they have sound effects for this, man. You can go on the internet, you can find them, you can play them. You just, boom, you can hit the, I do live for the applause, Jackie, if you must know. There's a mutiny being applauded by my staff as we, I wouldn't know it was a Lady Gaga song. Only my contrarian call screener would know that. Well, maybe some other people would, too. Anyway, it's Saturday night. Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough is my name. And some of you see me on your television screens every weekday if you're watching on the UAN, especially in New York, because on Channel 17 we do the Kevin McCullough Show 3 to 4 weekdays live from New York. So I'm here on Saturday nights, too. But we're on great station, radio stations across the country. AM 970 here in New York, all the way to San Diego, Fairbanks, Alaska. I started to say Fairfax. That's not in Alaska. Fairbanks is in Alaska, all the way to Orlando, Florida, and just about everywhere in between. We're so grateful that you spend the time with us each week. And, yes, yeah, Stephen Baldwin is, well, can we get a shot of him? He's mummified. Actually, his ghost has mummified, but he's again, not exactly in his chair where he normally would be. It's too late now, camera guys. We're past the moment. That's when you got to cut. Oh, it would be helpful if I told you what we were going to do ahead of time. Sorry. So he's out. Actually he's I think he's charming a world leader of some sort. There you go. That's the empty chair of Stevie B. He's normally here, but that's him on the wall behind the chair. So it's almost a shot of him. He's out tonight on assignment, but it's probably good because he would probably disown me for the topic I'm about to do. I have two ankle biters at the house. I've gotten in trouble for calling them that, by the way, on radio and in television, because people say, how dare you call children ankle biters? That's like referring to them as animals. I'm like, have you ever been the father to a 3 and a 1-year-old at the same time? Oh. Now, but so it's said affectionately in my house. My ankle biters, I love them to death. They are the thing that when I get home in the evening, and I've had my crummy day, and I've commuted from Lower Manhattan to my palatial estate. Well, somewhere in my dreams it is. I come walking through the door, and if the lovely bride's cooking doesn't just, you know, overwhelm me with the sense of home the minute that I smell whatever wonderful thing she has concocted, the little I took a da da. It just, look, the bottom of my life could have fallen out during that day. I hear those voices saying that weird gibberish stuff that they say. My life's good. I'm all okay at that point. It does not matter. It still matters. But it's not like it would matter if they weren't there, because then I would just be depressed. But those guys, anyway, so they're the love of my life. Well, the lovely bride was, a couple of weeks ago, hunting around on the Netflix. Now, do you know about this thing called the Netflix? It's like the Blockbuster, but it's in your TV already. Someone's asking, what's a Blockbuster? Okay, you know, take the videotape and... never mind. Anyway, so the Netflix, they're in the TV. I don't know how it got in there. Someone put it in there. Maybe yesterday they just said, okay, it's going in there, and they put it in there. And when we turned it on, there was the Netflix, and so we signed up, and now we get the Netflix. So, and I've noticed you can't get, like, the really good stuff on the Netflix. You only get, like, the weird stuff that you probably wouldn't even go see in the dollar theaters, but it's on the Netflix. So we're watching the Netflix. She's looking through the kids portion of the Netflix, and one day she stumbles upon The Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Now, I don't know if your childhood was dotted with fond memories of watching. Was videotape around when you were a kid, Mark? Okay, so I can say videotape for that. When you were watching videotapes of Winnie the Pooh as a kid, and this was a very, emotional thing for her. She went on her social media and she posted about it, and these people like wrote back about it, and there was this whole conversation about how good the classic adventures of Winnie the Pooh were. I didn't know there were modern adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Evidently they are, and evidently they stink. But the classic adventures of Winnie the Pooh, for some strange, weird reason, made her heart palpitate, made her day happy. There was more good food made than normal when I got home that night. I'm not going to complain about any of that. And the boys were like, Daddy who? Because they were in the living room. We got them these stuffed easy chairs for their Christmas, and they have their names embroidered at the top. So one says James, one says Jonathan, and they look just like a living room chair, you know, with the big fat arms and everything, but it's just like tiny for them. They had moved them into the living room in front of the television where I was never allowed to sit growing up, and they were like, Winnie the Pooh. And they couldn't take their eyes off. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's been a while since I saw Winnie the Pooh, so what's this all about? So when they went to bed, I said, fire it up. Well, this was one of the first things I saw. Nick, roll that tape you got back there.
It was time for something.
Never thought of anything of you. No, neither have I. Think. Oh, yes. Time for my stoutness exercise. Up, down, up. When I up, down, touch the ground, it puts me in the mood. Up, down, touch the ground, in the mood for food. I am stout around, and I have found speaking poundage wise. I improve my appetite when I exercise. Oh, stuff and fluff. That's better. Thank you. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. I'm rumbly in my tumbly. Time for something sweet. I am short, fat, proud of that, and so with all my might. I up, down to my appetite's delight. While I up, down, touch the ground, I think of things to chew. Like honey and milk and chocolate, with a healthy, happy appetite. I'm a hefty, happy fool.
With a hefty, happy appetite,
he's a hefty, happy fool.
All right, so that's like the first thing that I see of the classic adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Now, why am I talking about this on a Saturday night? Well, because while my boys were very excited, addicted, and when I say addicted, I mean like glued, as in like they cannot now go 24 hours without watching the classic adventures on the Netflix of Winnie the Pooh, I've discovered that this is obviously very bad for their character development. Because he said, I'm short, fat, and proud of that. And so with all my might, I up, down, and up, down to my appetite's delight. While I up, down, and touch the ground, I think of things to chew, like honey, chocolate, and whatever else he threw in there. With a hefty, happy appetite, I'm a hefty, happy poo. Now, according to the MSNBC, and I don't claim to be experts on everything, but this is what the MSNBC said earlier this month. Mrs. Obama wants to cut junk food and sodas from school because she evidently thinks that our kids are too fat, and she doesn't want them to have honey and chocolate and stuff like that, because they might be a hefty, happy poo as well at the end of the day. So the lovely bride engages me in this discussion around dinner time, and she goes, do you think that Winnie the Pooh would be accessible to the Netflix in the Obama household in the White House? Do you think that would be on the recommended reading list for whatever grade, third grade, fourth grade, that they can read that? Maybe first grade, I don't know. Whatever grade that is. He delights in being fat. Like, he revels in it. As in, like, bounces his fat around on the screen. He's like, he makes his navel talk in some... Oh, that was something else. Anyway, does it send a bad message to our kids? Because now I'm feeling very conflicted about whether or not my ankle biters, after I've seen what Mrs. Obama said. Let's talk about it. 888-340-3373.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it, because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to amtcaudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to amtcaudition.com. That's amtcaudition.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
So glad that you're with us each and every weeknight or Saturday night, whenever it is we're here at Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for doing it. Tonight, I'm conflicted about something. Kevin McCullough with you. Very conflicted about something because my boys really like this thing called The Classic Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. But I read from the MSNBC that First Lady Michelle Obama wants to get rid of all junk food and soft drinks because her new wellness guidelines want to expand the nutritional options for kids and may ensure nearly 9 million children in different places of the world get the kind of food that she's insisting upon. Now, her Let's Move campaign, which she launched back in February of 2010, is designed to help combat childhood obesity to ensure all families have access to healthy, affordable food in their communities and to encourage people to eat differently. Did you hear about that? Like, she started making people, eat lettuce leaves instead of, like, you know, you remember that really gross pizza you had in school when you were a kid? Kind of tasted like cardboard with a little bit of ketchup on it and then some sort of white cheese it was completely flavorless, but because it was pizza, and you were like, oh, it's pizza day. Yeah. And you have, like, I don't know, you trade people. I'll give you my dessert if you'll give me your extra piece of pizza. Like, I remember those days. But now she wants you to eat, like, you know, romaine, whatever that is. Some carrots. And poo. The interesting thing about Winnie the Pooh is that he's fat as fat can be. I mean, the song he sings about the rumbly and his tumbly, I mean, I'm stout, round, and I have found, speaking poundage-wise, I improve my appetite when I exercise. Like, call him Captain Piehole or something. I mean, he just wants to, you know, eat. In fact, the next story is about how he gets stuck in the rabbit hole. Remember, he goes into rabbits and he eats so much honey he can't get out the front door. And he's blaming rabbit for not having a bigger, wider door. And rabbit's trying... I've watched too much of this. 888-340-3373. Would Winnie the Pooh be accepted in the White House today? Do you think it should be? Am I endangering my boys by allowing them to become addicted to this classic fairy tale from Walt Disney? 888-340-3373. Help me out. Let's go with line one. Gino's calling from the Bronx and listening in New York on AM 970. Mr. Gino, welcome. Glad you're with us.
How's it going, Kevin?
Good.
As always, you have an interesting show. What I told your call screener was, it's better that you teach your children how to read and to grow their brain cells rather than be concerned about what the Obamas tell you your kids should look like or what they should eat. Because after all, we did elect a boob for a president and a bigger boob for mayor of New York City, and look how tall he is, and he's a simple simian. So that's the point I'm going to make to you. It doesn't matter what your kid looks like, doesn't matter how tall he grows up to be, doesn't matter if he's a superstar in rent-a-car like I used to be 30 years and 100 pounds ago. It's brain cells that matter. It's what you do with your brain and how you can conquer the world by being intelligent and educated. And that's where the real power lies. Not a beautiful face, not a sexy body, and certainly not being a hypocrite like the imbecile that we elected as our president.
Well, what's interesting about what you say, Gino, is that you have the First Lady, and she's now taking credit across the board. I just did some research on this prior to the show tonight. She's taking credit for a roundabout reduction of massive childhood obesity numbers, I guess the first improvement in childhood obesity in a long time. And I struggle with this personally because, you know, you try to teach your kids to love everyone regardless of what they look like. You don't want them to be shallow and say accept people based on their looks, but you do want your children to be healthy. So I don't want my boys growing up and just sitting on their tushes all the time. I don't want them to be unhealthy in terms of how they are. But I also think when you're talking about the adventures of Winnie the Pooh, you're talking about a classic piece of literature. I mean, he has my boys also have the books, and so they have the original versions of the books, and they're quite well written, and they're very good stories talking about some very big issues that kids face from week to week. But it was interesting having that discussion with my wife because she's like, you know, I bet if this was played for the White House tonight, I bet that there'd be some objection to the fact that he takes pride in his fatness in this opening song of the first cartoon of the series. And I think that they want to walk a funny line. They want you to love everybody no matter what they look like or what shape they are, but they also want you to eat, I don't know, kale chips for breakfast. And I'm not going to do
let's
that.
Let's put it this way. If a kid of mine would ever eat broccoli and actually enjoy it, I think he would probably be an illegal alien from outer space. I wouldn't trust my own kid if he actually liked broccoli and not chocolate or pizza. So as long as the kid grows up to have his own TV and radio show like you did and like I want to have, and next time when Stevie B is missing in action, let me fill in for him, and we'll see whether or not he goes out and does his B-list movies. Because he thinks he's getting paid more. I'll take his job away from him, and it'll be the Kevin and Gino show.
Gino, you're a fun guy to talk to. Thank you, sir, for the call. We'll think about it. I'll promise you that. All right, let's go to line three. John is in Farmington Hills, Michigan, listening to AM 1400 The Patriot. Hey, John, welcome. Glad you're with us.
Hello, Kevin McCullough. It's great to talk to you again. And that guest that you had, and I will touch on Winnie the Pooh, the guest that you had just on Adam Shea.
Yes, Adam Shea in the first hour, yeah.
Yes, and in between listening to Wait to Speak to You, you play the audio trailer on the radio and how it depicts Noah true to the Bible and all this. And I wanted you to know, I told your call screener, that from the beginning to the end of the movie, plus the impression that it puts on the kids and the children when they leave, and what they believe, is they do not once in the film mention God.
Now, how do you know that?
If I recall, the scriptures God spoke to Noah. How do I know? They had it on the radio show where these people saw a priest praying.
Right. But John, let me explain something to you. But John, let me explain something to you.
God.
But let me explain something to you. Those screeners that were seen early on are not the final film. And I've talked with several people that have seen it, including Ted Baer from Movie Guide and some other places. I'm not saying that they've corrected the things that you're criticizing. They may not have. But it is not, from what I understand from people that have seen it, and I will see it this Wednesday, they have made it much more faithful to the original story. Now, it's not perfect. But let me ask you this, John. Even if it's not, does that matter if we're talking about trying to talk to the mainstream about, judgment and sin and redemption and all the rest of it? Because what everybody has told me, even the ones that saw the early screenings, is that those messages are very, very strong in this film.
I understand that. And what comes to mind when you ask me that is if you go back into Obama's first term and they had some type of a political convention twice, they tried to leave God out of the oath, and everybody complained.
All right. Well, I'm going to see it, and then we'll have this conversation again maybe next week after I actually have armed information with what I've seen personally. But, John, I know you wanted to weigh in on the other things, too, so hold on. We'll come right back to you. Tom's also on hold in the Bronx. We'll get to him as well. And we've got one phone line open, 888-340-3373. I'm Kevin McCullough. It's Saturday night.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
And from New York City, it's Kevin McCullough in for Baldwin and McCullough Live tonight. We're so glad that you're with us here on Baldwin McCullough Live each Saturday night. Our phone number is 888-340-3373. And we're talking about, and we welcome your call, whether you're watching on television or listening by way of radio. We're talking about the First Lady and her attempt to get the kids healthy, because she's been on this kick since 2010. But this year, she started taking a lot of credit. Oh, look, childhood obesity has dropped. It's all my Let's Move program that got it done. And I'm not, I don't have a thing against people wanting to get healthy and active. In fact, one of the things that has happened, because Winnie the Pooh has been in my subconscious and total existence for the last few weeks, is the three-year-old, James, my oldest ankle biter, likes to put on his striped pajamas and come running around the house bouncing. The wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers are wonderful things. So it's, I'm not sure that you could make the argument that poo could have negative ramifications on someone's house or household. But when they're singing the words, I am short, fat, and proud of that, well, that doesn't seem to jive very well with the situation where we don't want to be fat. We don't want to have our kids fat. We don't want them eating sugars and carbohydrates. We want to make sure they eat vegetables for lunch at school. None of that pizza. None of the other stuff. You eat the sugars and the carbs. That's just going to kill you. You eat the vegetables. You live longer. 888-340-3373. But what's your take on this? I mean, Would Michelle Obama sit through a viewing of Winnie the Pooh, do you think? Or do you think she would be like, no, this is dangerous for our kids. We should not expose our kids to this type of heresy, this type of nutritional heresy. 888-340-3373. What's your thought? Is it too politically incorrect? Is that why they haven't had a popular poo in a while? 888-340-3373. Let's go back to John in Farmington Hills because he wanted to weigh in on this as well as the Noah situation, and he gave us his thoughts on that. But, John, what's your thought on this?
John, Kevin, your wife's assessment was spot on, and I can tell you why in a nutshell.
Okay.
Just this last week, the White House chef quit because Michelle Obama said to him, you're not to make any cakes with cream, butter, and eggs.
I remember that.
Exactly. And so she would be the largest hypocrite in the world publicly if the opening song, like you said, I'm fat and I'm jolly and I'm a happy poo, she would immediately dismiss that film. And the other thing is she truly is a hypocrite because if you look at what they eat when they're out on vacation,
it's
completely opposite of what she preaches.
Or not even when they're out on vacation. When they throw a dinner at the White House, because they always publish the menus. You should see the stuff that they're downing. Shellfish and steak and, you know, butter on potatoes. I mean, there's all kinds of good stuff that they're eating. And now it's raining in my mouth because I'm thinking about all that stuff. Anyway, John, thanks for the reminder and thanks for the call. 888-340-3373. Winnie the Pooh would be excommunicado in the White House. He'd be in trouble. Because he said he was short, fat, and proud of that. And I forgot what John told me. Yeah, the White House executive chef this last week said, no, I'm not working for them anymore. She's on some sort of rampage against butter and fat and sugar. And you can't make a good cake for visiting heads of state without those things. 888-340-3373. What's your thought? Let's go to line two. Tom is in the Bronx. Hey, Tom, welcome.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good.
My comment has to be on Haiti. And I've been sending a lot of plants.
Tom, we're not talking about Haiti. Do you have any thoughts on what we're talking about?
Well, wait a minute. Now, I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
I have been sending a lot of stuff, talk about people that are hungry, to the church down there, the Protestant church
right.
in Haiti.
Right.
And the idea is that Washington, D.C. has been out to lunch where these people are concerned.
There's no doubt about it.
Heroes years ago and sent all kinds of assistance to them, and they didn't. And the assistance sent was by non-profit organizations or whatever. It wasn't well put together after the earthquake. They let these people live in the mud for two solid years.
Well, Tom, let me interrupt. Let me just interrupt right there because I'm going to hold you through the break so you can have your thought. But what Tom is referring to is a campaign that Stephen and I are a part of where we are trying to transform an entire village. And he's exactly right. 4 years after the worst earthquake in Haiti's history, there are people still struggling huge. I was there in December, saw with my own eyes that kids were drinking water from very polluted water sources. And when I come back, I'll tell you how you can help. But I wish that you would because it is a huge cause worth championing. And we'll get Tom's thought on my topic as well. 888-4 radio talk show host in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Fina in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheets or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. We can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze-dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze-drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze-dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze-dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
In large format theaters.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night, and tonight Kevin McCullough manning the fort as I have to sometimes, because when your partner is a busy television and movie star, he's got things he's got to do. So we sometimes pinch hit for one another, and glad to do so. Glad you're with us, and hope you find your way to us every Saturday night. It's a lot of fun hanging out. Kevin McCullough, my name. My Facebook page, facebook.com/KMC01. If you're on Twitter, it's at KMC Radio. And, of course, you can email me at kmcradio@gmail.com. But we're talking about a little moral dilemma that I had at the house. Because my wife was just thrilled to pieces to find Winnie the Pooh, the classic adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Evidently, she had looked for the DVD and had had trouble finding it. But we have the Netflix. I don't know if you know about the Netflix, but it's like a Blockbuster in your TV. I didn't think it was any funnier the second time I did it. Anyway, the Netflix has the adventures of Winnie the Pooh. And so on the Netflix, watching the adventures of Winnie, the classic adventures of Winnie the Pooh, my 3-year-old and my 1-year-old are all like, ah. You just say it to the 1-year-old in the morning, and he's like, and rabbit? Like, he doesn't have a vocabulary. We want to watch Winnie the Pooh, and rabbit? And he runs to the TV, and rabbit, and rabbit. So they're addicted to it. They like him. They like the little fat bear who walks around singing how stout and fat and full of stuffing and everything else he is, eats all the honey and gets too fat to leave the house. I mean, it's really, when you think about what the discussion in the public sector about being healthy is nowadays, this is not politically correct. So my lovely bride says to me, you know, I bet this would be banned at the White House. No, come on, you got to be kidding. And then I started thinking about, like, you may be right, actually. I could be. She could be onto something. Let's see what you think. Now, Tom, you wanted to weigh in on that. I wanted to give you a chance to do so. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. I'd like to say that as far as housing on Haiti is concerned, do you realize those cargo containers, which are very strong?
All right, Tom.
A lot of people in the world use them for housing. In other words,
I did. And Tom, thanks for the call. I do appreciate your passion for Haiti, and we are doing what we can to help there, and I want you to be part of that as well. But I really don't want to sidetrack the rest of the show onto that because tonight we're talking about this other thing. So I thank you for the call. Let's get to 888-340-3373. And if you would like to help us, by the way, DoMuchGood.com. Go to DoMuchGood.com. See for yourself what we're doing. We're transforming homes, giving them earthquake-proof homes, clean drinking water, and we're giving them a sugar mill that they can take the sugar cane that they can already grow and turn that into revenue to help lift their community out of poverty. And please check it out, DoMuchGood.com. But I do want to move on. Line one, Carolyn, watching the UAN in Texas. Hi, Carolyn. Welcome.
Hi. What I think about this thing, let your little boys watch that movie. It's not going to hurt them. She needs to stay out of everybody's business and just worry about what her family eats and everything. This is dictatorship, and we don't need it from her. We get enough of it from him.
So let them watch the Winnie the Pooh anyway.
Yes.
Okay.
They're just little kids.
They're not going to grow up and become fat and stout and proud of that?
No, no.
All right. Well, as long as you can guarantee it, because evidently, and thank you for the call, Carol. Evidently, if I let them grow up to be stout, round, and speaking poundage-wise, that they're short, fat, and proud of that, if I let them do that, evidently I'm now the devil. Evidently I am. And this is really where the conversation is. This is why this is so important. It is as though you have this conversation with the Obamas or with people from the left in general, not just the Obamas. But if you ask them the question, would you rather your child be unhealthy or immoral? Would you rather them be overweight or good? They will always pick the shallowest of the character traits. Is it more important for them to be skinny or good? Oh, I want them to be skinny. I want them to be healthy. But don't you care about their soul? Don't you care about the kind of stuff they're going to do in life and leave behind them? There's this huge emphasis on that. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line three. Dennis is calling from Jackson, Mississippi. Hey, Dennis, welcome.
Hi, Kevin. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Appreciate your call.
Well, I listened to you on AFA during the week, too, so I was listening to you tonight, figured I'd give you a call.
I appreciate that.
But, no, I'm a little over 58, and I used to watch Winnie the Pooh when I grew up. I used to watch Wonderful World of Disney when Walt Disney was still alive.
Yeah, it was still worth watching at that time.
Yeah, and I've got VCR tape still of all the old Winnie the Pooh, and I've got two daughters that we adopted from Russia when they were 14 months old, and they grew up watching Winnie the Pooh, and I tell you what, I've got two gorgeous 16-year-old daughters that didn't affect them a bit, but they did learn some good moral lessons.
Well, that's just the brainwashing that you did to them. You tricked them into believing that there's some genie in the sky who cares about the condition of their soul. Thank you, Dennis, for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to line one. Ken, calling from Ontario, Canada. Ken, welcome to South of the Border tonight. What's your thought on this?
Oh, Winnie's a bear, and bears have to get fat because they have to hibernate.
So is it a bad thing or a good thing or something that...
Well, it's a good thing for a bear, and most kids would know that he's a bear. In fact, I'm going to tell you a bit of history. Winnie the Pooh, is Winnie the Mascot Bear from the Winnipeg Fusiliers, taken to England in the First World War, captured at White River, Ontario. White River, Ontario has a statue to him. And Christopher Robin saw him in the zoo in London, England, when the Winnipeg Fusiliers were getting wiped out in the trenches, and asked his dad, what is the name of that bear? He said, that's Winnie. And he called him, Christopher called him Winnie the Pooh.
Now,
and
wait a second. Now, wait. Now, how did the narrative get changed to being Edward the Bear? Because that's how the stories start.
Ed, you're getting mixed up because that's teddy bears, which are named after theater.
No. Ken, hold on. We're going to talk about this after the break because I want to make sure, because I've been reading these stories. I've been reading them out loud every night. And you know how long they are? They're longer than the little blue truck. I know that much. Stay with us. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. Kevin, so glad to have you with us tonight. 888-340-3373.
Brooklyn Tabernacle Pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com. And get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now what I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from a gorgeous night in New York City. Thank you for spending the last couple of hours with us. Ken, we were speaking with him from Ontario, Canada before we went to the break. And Ken, I went right to the source. The toy that Christopher Robin named after the Canadian bear that you told us about, that Canadian bear was named Winnie. But he named his teddy bear after both Winnie, that black bear, and then Pooh, a swan that he had met on vacation. And he named that original bear before Winnie the Pooh as Edward Bear, which is how the stories open. So I wasn't far off. Winnie's first was called Edward Bear before he started calling him Winnie.
Yeah, then his dad took him to the zoo and he saw that bear, and when he found out its name was Winnie, he named his bear after that.
Good stuff. So we owe the Canucks a huge service. So is it going to rot my child's brain or his body to be fat and proud of that?
You tell your little boy that that is a bear, and bears have to eat a lot and get fat because they have to sleep all winter long, and that fat keeps them alive all winter. And when they come out in the spring, they're skinny.
So what
they have
the
to start
so
again?
So what's Daddy's excuse?
What's Daddy's excuse? Yeah. Well, sometimes when Daddy wakes up in the morning and he hasn't had his coffee, he's a bear.
Yes. Okay. Thanks, Ken. Appreciate it. Let's go to Sherry in Texas on Channel 47. There, watching on the UAN. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Real quickly, what's your thought?
My thought is that Winnie the Pooh, if you'll notice, usually has honey.
Yes, he does.
He eats a lot of honey. Honey is good for you.
Just a small portion.
That is what the doctor tells me to put on my oatmeal, or in my tea, or in my coffee if I want something sweet in it. But also, no two children are alike. One child is going to eat healthy, and another child will not.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much you try to force one child to eat something.
What difference should it make to the White House anyway? That's what I want to know. I mean, thanks for the call, Sherry. Do we have time to get Ken from Detroit on real quick? Hi, Ken. Are you there? Line two?
Yeah, I just want to make it quick that there's absolutely nothing wrong with Winnie the Pooh. There's nothing wrong with being pleasantly plump. I've been told by more than one doctor that as long as you are within, say, 30 or 40 pounds above your base weight, that's perfectly fine. It's not until after you've gone past 50 that you got to start watching it. And another thing, baked goods and sweets in moderation are good for you. They give you a big smile. They make you happy.
They do.
Never seen anyone happy eating vegetables.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right on that.
Moderation, but enjoy your baked goods.
Good stuff, Ken. Thanks for ending us on a positive note tonight. So, okay, it's going to be fat, short, proud of that, because the more up and down that he does, the more his appetite is delighted. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, hoping you have a delightful week, and we'll see you next week here on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.